This is attorney Anthony Push with the Push & Win Law Firm. We get big results on even the most unlikely of cases. Give us a call today at 833-PUSH-WIN.
Or visit us online at pushwin.com. That's P-U-S-H-W-I-N.com.
We push, you win.
How amazing has this run been for you in 2020 been so far with your hit song, your viral hit song, I Love You, I-L-Y?
Yeah, it's been definitely very crazy with everything going on, and never would I think that I would be in this place. I don't know. This has been extremely, extremely crazy. I don't know. Definitely a lot to digest, which I haven't.
When did you actually put this song together? Do you remember when you actually did this?
So I think it was December 3rd. I found a TikTok of this artist, Emily, singing the cover of Can't Take My Eyes Off You. And she had put it on TikTok, and it was just like a 10-second video, and her take on it was just so amazing. So that alone was going around. And then I had found that cover just like everyone else and loved it. So I downloaded it and put it in my software and started to like produce behind it. And I like chopped up her vocals and added these like house drums. And that's when I just like put it up on SoundCloud and also reached out to her, and she loved it. And yeah, we just got together and distributed it. And later we found out that, you know, we're both from Seattle and we have mutual friends. So it kind of tied itself together that way too.
Very nice. Tell me when you finally figured out that this was going to be a hit.
I think that's when I think a lot of people were Shazamming her TikTok, and then it would source itself to the Spotify version of mine, which is really interesting because at a point it was like the number one most Shazam song, and that blew my mind. But I started to really like be like, okay, this is a hit after it was doing like 20,000 streams a day. And then this girl, Natalie Dodge, over at Capitol, reached out to me, and she was really interested in the song. And we met that day at the Capitol Tower, and I sat down in this guy, Jeff Vaughn's office, who's the president of Capitol. And he was like, so I heard your song. And then I think right there, I was like, whoa, like this is something that's, you know, pretty like major. And so I think that was the exact moment I was like, okay, this is like huge. And so
like, how great is it?
Definitely
like you're in the Capitol building, you're like, man, this is my life now. Like and it all started from that day on December 3rd.
Yeah, absolutely. That was so surreal, because just sitting in that office with Jeff Vaughn, like looking around, there was just like these plaques everywhere, and just like everywhere around the Capitol building, there's just like plaques on plaques. And legacy photos of like the Beatles in front of the building too. So
I've been in radio for 17 plus years. I've never been in the Capitol building, so you got something on me there. What a cool experience.
It's definitely like yeah. For sure.
Well, congrats. The song, by the way, I mean, not only has it been a viral hit on TikTok all over the place, we've been playing it here on the radio in Houston, and it's been top three. It's even been number one on H-Town's Top 888, the countdown that I do here, and it's all requested by the listeners here in Houston. So they're digging the song. So,
oh,
congrats.
Wow. Let's go. That's amazing.
Over 820 million global streams that I saw. The song is, what, you're on the verge of going platinum. Like, it's crazy.
Whoa. I didn't even hear those stats. That's crazy.
I'm dropping all the stats on you right now.
You
want to hear more? Here's some more. Let's do some more. TikTok surpassed 2 billion views on TikTok. 2.7 million videos have been made from that song.
Whoa. I never heard the 2 billion. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, well,
oh, my gosh. Wow. That's nuts.
Do you ever have a chance now to, has this even, like, can you reflect on it yet? Or are you still like in go mode, like let's go, or have you even been?
I think I am still in go mode, but there has been times where I reflect, but only to a degree. So growing up, like, I would always put my stuff on SoundCloud and just like say like link in bio to like my friends, and this was like 2016, so didn't really think anything of it. But I think now recently I would go on SoundCloud just to like view files that I would upload and post them as private, so it's like kind of like my cloud now. So from there I'd like scroll down and it's like, oh, I've also uploaded this and this. And so as the further I went, it was like the timestamps just kept saying like 2 years, 3 years. And so that's when I was like, oh yeah, I did make this song, like when I was in like yeah. junior year of high school, like, oh whoa. Like, so that's that was another point where I was like, this is crazy what just happened. And now it's like, never would I think I'd be like a platinum, I guess, like producer. And so
right.
that, I don't know, that definitely clicked differently to a degree. But I don't know, I feel like I still haven't like fully digested everything, because you're right, I am like in a go mode, because I always tell myself like inevitably there's something that's got to happen next. And so I guess just producing as much music is the most important part. So that's like where my head's at right now.
Well, thinking of that, you took a picture with Marshmello, and you even tweeted something like maybe a collab. Oh, yeah. So is there something in the works with Marshmello or?
Yeah. I mean, he and I are good friends at this point. We're under the same management with Mo, and there's been times where I'm like, I'd be in this studio space and I'd plug in and I'd just show Mello just like my stuff. And he's really helpful in terms of like giving me pointers for like this, some production tips, but I guess it's still to be determined if there's something in the works between the two of us, like officially. Okay. I know he's a fan of a lot of the stuff I do have that's a current demo. So, yeah, it's to be determined. So hopefully in something in 2021, there'd be like an official project with us too.
All right. Very cool. Well, some fun questions now. Yeah. We got all the music questions out of there. By the way, I don't know if you can see.
Get those out.
Yeah. Let's talk about some fun things. Let's get to know you. By the way, yeah. My dog, I don't know if you can see her. She's on the couch. She usually interrupts these interviews. So you're the second one she hasn't. So.
But okay.
You tweeted out, you're like, I want to get a dog and name it Sean, the dog Sean Kingston.
Yeah, that was like such a random thought I had. I guess it was just like funny because I don't know, just think of like you have a dog and the name is just Sean Kingston. Kind of cool. Come here, Sean.
Right,
Sean
right,
Kingston,
right.
Get down.
And he had some amazing songs back in the day. So it's not a bad name.
Dude, yeah, seriously. That dude's a legend. I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say, but Sean Kingston, what a guy.
So TikTok, I'm assuming you're on TikTok now, since your song has been a hit there, right? Are you following anybody? Do you have any TikTok friends? Do you follow anybody? Do you have anybody you look up to on TikTok or?
I don't know. I don't know if I like look up to people on TikTok, but it's cool to like see my my friends who are also like kind of in the producer field trying like, you know, make like their presence on TikTok, and like their videos are just like so random and like funny. Like TikTok can be really funny, but I think the deeper you go, it's just kind of like, this is cringe. Like I can't be on sound.
Right. I didn't know if you know that.
But
TikTok could be rumored to leaving California and actually could be coming to Houston, Texas. So I just throwing that.
Oh, out. TikTok, like the headquarters.
Yeah, the headquarters could be moving.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, so, hey, maybe a trip to Houston is in your future. Who knows?
Yeah, I'd love to go to Houston. I mean, I'd love to travel anywhere, because I'm very naive with like just traveling. I think my only experience is like after high school, I drove from Seattle to LA, and then I flew to New York for like this music video shoot for the track Somewhere with Gus Dapperton. But Yeah, I've never been really. Anyway, I went to Kentucky when I was 8. that's all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you definitely need to travel now. Speaking of,
for sure.
Like traveling, living life. So you're on social media a lot. You as a young adult. What's your move into sliding into DMs? Do you have a move? Do you slide into DMs? And which app would you slide into DMs in?
Which app? It's always Instagram. I don't know. There's like just some go-to lines. I think I have a joke with my friend where it's like something that works like literally every time. Not works, but I mean you'll get a response like a good like 85% of the time if you just say I like your aesthetic and leave it at that.
That's a good one.
Or just like hey. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because people, you know, they portray themselves a certain way on the social media, right. And they spend all this time editing their photos, what their bio is going to be. So it's all portraying this one big aesthetic. And if you're just being like, hey, I like that, it's got to flatter them. Well,
I know what I'm doing this weekend now. I'm going to try that one out. I mean, if I were you, I would probably just like, I would drop like a link to my song and be like, hey, have you heard this song?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No way.
Surf Mesa, it's been good hanging out with you today. It's good to see that you're still humbled.
Thank you,
and
man.
It looks like your future is bright, and we appreciate you. And maybe when touring begins in 2021, that maybe you'd stop by in Houston and hang out, hear stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And cool, have a good day, and thanks for hanging.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was nice meeting you, man. Take care.